Well, it's not yet clear who will succeed Angela Merkel as she steps down as Chancellor of Germany, a post she's held for 16 years, leading Europe's largest democracy and biggest economy. Preliminary results from yesterday's election show the center-left Social Democrats narrowly beat Merkel's center-right Conservative Party, which had its worst ever showing in an election. But it was too close to call, meaning Germans must now form a coalition government, both top parties racing to convince smaller parties to join them and give them a mandate to govern. Reporter Esme Nicholson is in Berlin. And Esme, talk us through the SPD, again, the Social Democrats, yes, got the most votes, but that doesn't mean their leader, Olaf Scholz, will necessarily become chancellor.
That's right. And the Social Democrats, while they have come out on top by a couple of percentage points, and their leader, Olaf Scholz, has claimed victory and has told Merkel's Conservatives, now led by Armin Laschet, to accept defeat. It's not as simple as that. And he's asking, but Scholz is asking Laschet to accept defeat because the Conservatives under him have suffered their worst election result ever, which has been compounded by Merkel stepping down. The party lost a lot of Merkel voters, so to speak, to the SPD and the Greens. But again, it's not even as simple as Laschet accepting defeat. And in fact, he's refusing to do so. Both the SPD and the Conservatives only got around a quarter of the vote each, which historically is tiny for these big parties. And the election results actually show a highly fragmented electorate and now parliament. And this means that there's no clear winner and that it's going to take three parties to make up the majority needed to form a government. And of course, coalitions are nothing new in Germany, and politics is based on consensus building. But two-party governments are historically the norm here. And a reliance on three parties could make Germany politically less stable than it was under Merkel.
Well, you mentioned the Greens, and so let's just ask a quick question here. Whether climate change was a factor, there were huge protests over the weekend in Germany. Polls showed it was the number one concern going into the election. There was that terrible, deadly flooding in Germany recently. How did the Green Party do? How much was climate change a factor?
Well, the Green Party actually got historically their best result ever, coming in at around 15%. We don't have the very final results yet, but they were still disappointed with that result. I think they were expecting to get more simply because climate change was, as you say, at the top of the agenda for all parties. And we hear now all parties claiming to prioritise climate change. The Greens, of course, are saying that they are the party to be able to bring about that change and that they need to be involved in a coalition government in order to do so. So it certainly has played a big role, much bigger than it's ever played before.
Yeah, well, so meanwhile, there's going to be all this kind of backroom dealing and maneuvering to come up with a coalition government. What is the sense of what else was learned in the election? Angela Merkel did step down, but, she was both, held up by people for kind of taking a leadership position in the EU and filling a vacuum left by then President Trump and the U.S. in a leadership position, but also criticized by many Germans for her policy welcoming migrants during some of the terrible migrant stories that you saw in that area. So what is this vote a reflection of? Is it a reflection on her or on other issues?
The general sense here is that it's not a reflection of her. It really is her party's chancellor candidate, Armin Laschet, who proved to be incredibly unpopular. And he's essentially being blamed for her party's poor result, mainly because he isn't Angela Merkel. I spoke to a lot of voters during the campaign who said that they'd only been CDU voters the past 16 years because of Merkel. I also met a lot of voters who aren't CDU voters and never have been, but greatly respect her. That said, there is a general acceptance that it's time for her to step down, not least from Merkel herself, who took the decision to do so. And although the SPD's Olaf Scholz ran a successful campaign by positioning himself as her natural successor, despite being from the rival party, he positioned himself as the candidate that stands for stability. There's also great appetite for change here, and not least from younger voters, who voted for the Greens and the Free Democrats, who are going to be involved in coalition negotiations now. And while there's a lot of concern about fragmentation and whether three parties will be able to govern well together, it's actually important to point out that all of these parties are from the political centre. Germany's fringe parties, the far-right populist AfD and the post-communist far-left party Die Linke, both suffered losses in this election. And so the next German government will come from the political centre. It will be a government of three parties that still have a broad party political platform.
Reporter Esme Nicholson in Berlin, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.